Good day to you, it's Moni. It's Moni Uncut. Right now it is 8:24. We almost done with September now. And I'm gonna be reminding, this is my constant reminder, time doesn't stand still. Things are going to continue to happen whether you do shit or not. Life is going to continue to happen. So you might as well do shit because you just might as well, right? Live on purpose. Live with purpose. Inspire others. Inspire yourself. Keep yourself motivated. Keep yourself in a happy, good place. Keep yourself in a positive mindset, even when bad shit happens. You know, embrace the moments to be strong. I know, I talked about it before on one of my podcasts. Why do I always have to fucking be strong? I feel like I always have to be strong, but it's a good thing because there are some people who just can't. So if you can be strong, then embrace that so you can be strong for other people. I know it's seems like, why do I gotta do this for everybody else? Why? Because literally, there are some people that cannot be who you are. There are some people who cannot do what you do. They don't have the natural motivation. They don't have the inspiration. They don't know what to, who to talk to. They don't know who to be around. So your presence in someone's life can completely change it, or at least plant a seed of inspiration, motivation, and get them going in a different direction. So this is why I hustle. This is why I grind. This is why I hustle. This is why I grind. It's always, my brother sent me a text message yesterday on, he said, I listened to your podcast on my way to work. And then he put the little strong man muscles and I was like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do hope that, that my life inspires others. While I'm telling my story, getting my shit out, venting, this is my therapy. I hope that I'm helping you change your damn life. Because we all want to be happy and feel fulfilled. We want to feel like we're doing something that's making a difference. We're doing something that is affecting people positively. Well, some people don't give a damn. You know, some people really just don't give a damn. And that's cool. And those are those people. But for those of us who actually listen to motivational speaking and listen to other people's lives to better ourselves, apparently there's something in us that we need to get out there to the world. So we got to do things a little bit differently. The struggle may be harder. My friend told me, he's a producer. There's only a few producers that I work with. I don't do a whole bunch of producers and nothing like that. I don't do that. But he told me, which is so true, and I was like, damn. And I know I used to hear my mom say it all the time, but just a reminder. He said, to whom much is given, I'm like, damn, yeah, much is required. I mean, because it's absolutely true. Because he was like, you do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. And he was, I don't even know how to damn near function sometimes because of all the stuff to do. Because I always have constant creative thoughts in my head. It's like, oh, no, I just had to be like, I don't know. But, I mean, if I don't do it, there's no one else that is me that can do what I do. So, guess what that means? I gotta do what I do. That's the same thing that applies to every motherfucking body else. There is not another you that can do what you do. Yes, I have a lot of gifts and talents, and yes, I spend a lot of time crying and repeating something over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, where people will get way burnt out. Like at the beginning, I kept on going with calluses and bruises. Like I'll keep on going until I perfect it. That's how I did with like doing certain types of art skills, and because I was okay with being alone and being in a four walls for hours and hours and hours and not going nowhere. Like I can do that, I guess, because my mom trained us by having us pray for 6-8 hours at a time. I guess my mind just naturally, like, I can do it. I can just stay in one place. Like, my ass be hurting shit, and I gotta get up and, you know, jiggle my ass so I can feel my legs again. But when it comes to, like, music and being able to, like, record a song, now I kind of record a song fast. The part that I don't like is trying to fix it after I record it and trying to go back and, like, fix it. Because sometimes there's things that I don't hear because I haven't had help. Because that's something that you need to actually have help learning, how to record and how to mix it in and do things like that. That's, you need help with that. So I have to be willing to open myself up to receive the help. But as far as mastering a craft that you have that only you can do, like whether it's like woodworking or building or whatever, of course, you gotta like repeat that shit over and over and over again. Vocals, Beyonce and her vocals. Oh my God. Like how many times do you think she goes over songs? Like her practice, her routine, like her structure, like she is a beast because of how she runs her team and herself. So that's, I mean, sometimes I wish like I had like just, you know, somebody to be there. All I needed to do them to do is be my assistant, like pro bono. But to tell me, okay, this is what you're going to do at this time. This is what you're going to, I mean, I know I can do it myself. I know. But it's like, I don't know. It's like somebody outside of me doing it, because me doing it is, it doesn't always push me hard enough. But somebody else saying, okay, you need to do this at this time, this at this time, then I'll spread out my attention, spread out my attention to certain things more efficiently and get more shit done. But apparently I haven't got to the level where I need an assistant yet, so I need to keep on hustling because I ain't got now. And I need to take care of a lot of this shit myself. So I guess God's telling me like, you looking at this shit now, you do it. So yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow's the funeral. I have been doing better as far as, you know, my cousin's death. Cause like I said, at the beginning, I was like, I don't know how to handle this. Like I felt like a zombie for a few days. Like I've never experienced someone passing so close. So like, I mean, and then for us to like have plans and be actively like pursuing like music together and everything, and I felt like I was going too slow. I felt like I went too slow. I missed an opportunity. I missed it. I really, really did. Like I can't go back and get that opportunity again because he's gone. So like this is all about like telling people you love them, and not missing opportunities. Take the time that you need to do what the fuck you need to do for you. Yes, I understand there's, oh, I'm 9 to 5. I remember when I used to work my 9 to 5, like the regular job for the county. I hated that shit. But the thing was, there are other things that I wanted to do, but I had no energy and no direction as to what I really wanted to do. So, like, I was just struggling and I was getting sick. And I couldn't take it anymore. That job just, like, it was so fucking stressful. Like, the job was just stressful. And sometimes when people get to, it's not about being consistent or being able to handle something. There's certain people that can handle shit that other people just really can't. People can't be committed to doing certain things that I do, like, consistently for a long period of time. Like, fuck that shit. I ain't doing it. Good, because I am. But then there's people that can, you know, work a 9 to 5 and they love it. They are consistent with it. They're good with it. It was hard for me because, like, it completely stressed me out for, like, so many reasons. And by the time I got home, I didn't want to do shit else. But I had to find what I needed to do for me. And I'm not saying every 9 to 5 is that way, because I worked as a visual designer in California, and I fucking loved that job. I was looking for overtime. I can get overtime. Oh, and I worked from 6 to 2. The job was like probably what, 30, 40 minutes away in another city on a reservation. Like, I didn't mind driving that to work and driving. I was like, when y'all got overtime? Okay, cool. I loved hustling at that job because I was able to be who I needed to be, my creative self. I learned so much at that job. I got paid for learning and for building things that I just loved already doing. So now I'm utilizing those things that I learned there in my life and my creativity now. So I appreciate having that experience. So experiencing things is one thing, and people need to, like, experience things. But the way that we do our jobs, like, if we completely just can't stand and can't make a timeline. Okay, so this is how I'm going to do this. I'm going from this time to this time, or this date to this date. This is how I'm going to be. I'm going to hustle on this job, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do. And when I get off, I'm going to do this and this and this. And working out, I'm trying to tell you, if you don't know now, please know that working out can change your life. Working out will make things go a little bit smoother. People think, like, alcohol and, you know, drugs make things go a little bit smoother. But when you work out, that's a natural drug. That shit is a natural drug. I'd rather do that anyway, because that high that you get from working out is a different type of high. And you can get that by yourself. You don't need no toys to get that high. You don't need no man or no woman to get that high. You just be getting, you get your natural highs. Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, all the natural high, the natural highs that we make ourselves by doing certain things. Y'all need to learn about that, and I need to remember that. I'm gonna put that on my damn mirror. So I can just make myself high all the time, naturally, with no anything else except for me just doing something that I love. Me doing artwork and creating something that is a beautiful, looking at beautiful artwork, tasting beautiful food, drinking my coffee every morning. There are certain things that just give me that natural high. Working out is a plus. It gives you that natural high. It just makes you feel good. So do the things that you need to do for where you are right now. You may not enjoy what the fuck you're doing, but I mean, that's a part of life. Now, if it's killing you, that's another thing. You need to fix yourself and figure out, like, make a game plan on when you, you know, getting out of that shit and turn your life around. I can't tell you what to do. I don't know what to do. You got to make these decisions for yourself. There's so many people that are out here. I quit my job and I opened this business, and a year later, blah, blah, blah. Shit. I'm like, God damn, I've been doing this damn business for 10 years. But it's been off and on because I've had life trauma, I had this, I had that, you know, you know, it's a lot, you know, I had going on. So, like, when a person is consistent with 1 year of hustling for something, that's why I said, I mean, I had my thing last year and these past, you know, couple years with shit going on in my life. I said, but now, time has changed. And there are things that I'm doing differently. I refuse to let another year go by and me not executing and receiving the things that I want to receive. I said I wanted a fucking G-Wagon. I wasn't fucking playing. If everybody else can motherfucking see all these gifts that I have inside of me, people that are gone and that are no longer here, who invested time and effort into me, time is precious. And people who are still here, who are still investing time, people who are watching me on Instagram, listen to me on my podcast, who listen to my music, who buy my earrings, who wear my earrings, who believe in me, it is up to me to do it. If they believe in me, I mean, of course I believe in myself, but I think sometimes like, oh my, I'm so more thinking about how that I don't understand, I don't realize that I have all of it that I need to be a millionaire. It's like, it's already here. Like, I don't have to go create a $1 million company. I already got it. Probably a few of them. But the execution part is like how getting it out there. Well, just one step at a time. But keep on with them steps. Because the more that you stop and that you hesitate, and that you slow down because you're scared, or that you slow down because this happened and life slapped you and this happened, the longer it's going to take you to get where you need to get. So I am determined that I'm going to prove to myself. I don't have anything to prove to my haters. I don't give a fuck about them no more. But I'm prove to myself, look, Imoni, you did it. You're awesome. Now inspire everybody else that got some similar gifts and are going through similar shit to do it too. To make shit happen for yourselves. No matter what you've been through and no matter how old you are. There's certain things that you want to do, then do that shit. I love being my own motivation. I appreciate it. I guess that's it for right now. It's time to go out here and do what I do. And I hope you have a great day. Look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing, successful, wealthy, healthy, prosperous, motivated, inspired to do everything that you need to do. You can do it. And be great. Okay? It's Monique.